Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for May 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. Kurt Crosby, you with me? I was trying to get you on a phone line. Are you on it?
Yes, I am.
Perfect.
There you go.
All right, today is National Day of Prayer, sir. What do you say?
Well, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. That's what I say for National Day of Prayer.
I say it is National Day of Prayer. It's also Cinco de Mayo. We didn't talk about National Day of Prayer last hour, but I want to talk about it more this hour. National Day of Prayer. It's kind of fascinating. The day is a great day, Kurt, in my opinion. Every day should be a National Day of Prayer, personally, in my humble opinion. Nevertheless, it's good that we're focusing on at least one day. We got, like, Women's Month and all that kind of stuff. We got Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Month, but at least we got a day for prayer. I don't know that much is being made about it. I don't see it a lot in the news, necessarily, but I will say it's good news. Now, in the past, they didn't want Mormons to be part of it, Kurt. I hope they've kind of changed their attitude. I think everybody should pray for our nation, regardless of our religious affiliations.
Yep.
And I think that's really important to kind of work on, think about, do, etc. So that's number one. Number two, Chris, Utah, you're on the radio.
Yes, happy Cinco de Mayo. Or should I say Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, we talked about that last hour, sir.
It's tonight. You've got BYU playing for the National Volleyball Championship, the NCAA Championship.
Yeah, did you hear us last hour talking about sports?
No, you know, I'm down here in Salt Lake County. I don't get your radio station as clearly as I do in Utah County.
All right, yeah, you can do it on the internet, though, man. They got this cool thing these days called the internet.
I know.
And you can listen anytime and anywhere, my friend, and it comes in loud and clear day, night. It's just tremendous. Anyway, we talked about Luke Staley last hour and how he's beat up with all of his football injuries and how we've kind of sacrificed people's lives and not preparing them for life on the altar of, quote, sports. And kind of an interesting discussion there.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that, gentlemen. But Kurt and I were talking yesterday, and I was going to call in yesterday, and I guess I got a little confused about the number to call in on, but Kurt and I were talking about Donald Trump, now the presumptive Republican Party nominee for the president. And I shared with Kurt some sentiments that I've had for almost 4 years now. Nothing in politics happens by accident, Kurt and Sam. And if they didn't want Donald Trump to have the visibility that the media has given him over the last year or so, they would have treated him like a Ron Paul, which convinces me that he is not a threat to the establishment. If he were, they could completely and totally ignore him. So they've got big plans for him. And I'm prepared to say at this time, now that he's the presumptive nominee for the Republican presidency, that they are not afraid of allowing him to actually assume the presidency. And here's why. Just like in martial arts, as you use your opponent's momentum against him, or her, I think they're going to use the momentum, this anti-establishment, anti-incumbent momentum against good red-blooded Americans like ourselves. They're going to allow him to assume the presidency, but everything that happens thereafter is going to be reported on. The economy is going to be compromised. I don't think, like Joel Skousen says, I don't think it's going to be completely collapsed. I don't think that it'll ever collapse, because then they'll have a rebellion on their hands, which they won't be able to control as much as just a downturn. But they're not going to discredit Trump only when these developments occur, but they're going to be able to discredit everything that he stands for: hard work, self-reliance, small government, government regulation only on the state levels, et cetera, et cetera. And I think they're going to accomplish more and further their agenda more by discrediting a sitting president with a majority Republican Congress than they can by getting a Hillary or a Sanders into office. What do you think, guys?
Number one, I have been a big advocate of he who owns the media makes the rules for quite some time, and I've basically said that, you know what, nobody becomes important without their permission. If you don't believe me, anybody that I would care about never gets any airplay. Ron Paul's a perfect example, as you wisely said. He got a little bit of ground by the grassroots that Donald Trump has tapped into as well, but the second he tried to take advantage of it, they started breaking people's fingers and turning out the lights on different Republican meetings and conventions and events and everything else. So they've done their job well, and you see the contrast. They've done nothing but promote Trump. Yeah, they're negative on his controversy, but you know what? It's been said many times. I don't care how often you talk about me in the news. I don't care if what you say is good or bad. Just get my name right. Just make sure you know who I am. And they've turned Trump into a household name. A lot of people would be like, oh, isn't he that wacko on Apprentice? Ah, isn't he that guy that believes in the birther movement? Ah, isn't he that guy that declared bankruptcy and owns casinos? That's all they would have thought about Trump. But nowadays, they've made him a household name on purpose. And I agree with you 1,000%. And I agree that they're either going to, one, there's a few scenarios that I can see. None of them are good, Chris. One is to do exactly what you say. Put him in power. Make sure that it fails. Blame everything. In other words, call good evil and evil good. Blame everything negative on Trump. And then jettison the whole ideas that he stood for. That's one option. The other option is that he's a plant designed to take control of the Republican Party only to fall at the end and let Hillary win. And the other choice is that he will talk big while he's running, but then he will say, I have to go to the center, I have to do this, I have to do that. And he'll just basically carry out the insider plan, whether Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. And he'll basically turn his back on a lot of the promises that he made. And he'll, and anybody who says anything about it, he'll just say, screw you, I do what I want, like he did to anybody else along the way. So either he will, one, carry out significant insider policies. Number two, he'll intentionally lose to Clinton. And or number three, he'll get in. They'll make sure that everything he does is a failure. And then they'll turn it around against him. I don't know which of the three scenarios they'll do, but something is up their sleeve where he would not get the power, the prestige, and the play he's got. You're dead on for that.
Yeah, and the thing is, guys, is the economy has been limping along now for the last 7 years. They can't continue to allow this bubble to exist without it popping to some degree. And they want to make sure that a Republican, and not only a Republican, and an anti-establishment Republican at that, is sitting in the seat of the presidency when that happens. Because I don't think they can keep this going for another 4 years. And they may, I don't know. If Hillary gets in, then that's an indication that they think they can. But we shall see.
Kurt, do you want to chime in on this?
Well, I did see one thing that made me really be excited about a Trump candidacy. Mr. John McCain, one of our favorites in the Senate, said that he's worried that Donald Trump would be the end of him and that he may not be able to make it, you know, this time with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. So that does encourage me for Donald Trump's, you know, spot there. All I can say is that.
What do you say to that, Chris? Kurt's excited about a Trump campaign.
You know what?
Yeah.
And I supported him in my caucus meeting. Not that I really have a lot of hope in him. It's just that I know Cruz's record, and there's so many things he could do. A lot of people say, well, he didn't do anything wrong, and I say, yeah, he didn't do anything. He didn't rein in the Federal Reserve, which if I were in office, that's the first thing I would do. He didn't try to abolish the IRS. He didn't cut off funds to the UN. I could go on and on. And what he didn't do tells me more about him than what he did do. So I know Cruz's record. Trump does not have a record because he never held political office. I'm willing to give him a chance, albeit he'll...
But I would say Trump has a pretty good record. Number one, he's been hanging out with the elite in New York for his whole life. He hangs out with people like Hillary Clinton and all kinds of liberals. He's declared bankruptcy, what, four times? He's on his third wife. I'd say there's plenty there on Trump for his record. See, you can look at people's lives and their character and their goals and their desires and their purposes, and you can know a lot about who they are. And when he's on Apprentice...
You can also know a lot because of their enemies. And if you've got McCain saying he's scared of having Trump there, then, boy, that's all the more reason to support Trump.
Unless the insiders have a good cop, bad cop will attack him just to make sure that you believe that campaign, then you're probably right.
Good point.
Don't know the truth is the problem. But I know his record, neither record, Cruz or Trump, impress me at all.
No, and, you know, there are enough good men and women in this country to run for office. Just like you said, the media controls the vision that we have of who's running. I'm glad that Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley are running.
Amen to that. At least I have a moral person to vote for, sir.
You bet. So,
thanks, Chris.
Know. All right, guys. Have a great day. Talk to you later.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use continues. You know, Chris had valuable points about he who owns the media makes the rules, and Trump wouldn't be there unless they wanted him to be. For whatever purpose they've got, he's right as rain on that. I just don't know what their purposes are. I don't know if it's really just to, you know, let Hillary vote. I don't know if it's to destroy the Republican Party so the insiders can take control again. I don't know what their agenda is. But I know this. If it was really good for you and I, it wouldn't be happening. And the proof he put up is Ron Paul, and I would submit Ron, Rand, Daryl Castle, slash Scott Bradley, anybody that really would restore the Republic, and anybody who understands true principles, they're shut out. They just are. We see it over and over and over and over again. Now, McCain, you know, pretty critical. I don't know how much of that's political theater. The media acts like they're against him as well. But yet, you know, they're for him. They give him so much coverage, it's beyond imagination. I mean, even some of the enemies are running around calling Fox the secret pack for Trump. I mean, it's crazy. So I don't know what the real agenda is, because I'm not an insider. But I know this. It's not as simple as we think it is, that's for sure, either. All right. Anyway, enough of that, Kurt. I think the National Day of Prayer is 10 times more important than who's running for president, Kurt. I know we don't focus on that.
Yeah, maybe
much.
If somebody got shot there or something like that, then somebody would cover it, you know, Sam. Or
shot where? The National Day of Prayer?
Or, yeah, you know, I mean, if you got something like that.
Well, there is a
or,
shot
you know,
in the arm towards repentance and towards turning to our Maker.
Good point. But what about, you know, somebody coming out homosexual or transgender at that event? I mean, that would be a reason to get the big boys to cover it, you know. But for now, I mean, you're just talking about them covering something about praying? I mean,
well, all I'm telling you is if there's one thing that could make a difference, it would start with asking God for forgiveness for our mistakes, asking God to help us to live according to his guidelines and his commandments and his rules. Asking God to protect us as a nation, asking God to protect our families, and believe it or not, praying for our enemies and those who persecute you. I mean, even praying for like Barack Obama and such would be a good idea. So I think that that's one of the most important things we can do, National Day of Prayer. People underestimate the power of prayer, in my opinion, Kurt. They really
do. They
do.
Yeah, good point.
And I personally think it's really worth working on. The National Day of Prayer has value. I just hope we can unite on this. Now, you're going to really need prayer for the next story that I got to cover, Kurt. I'm going to give you the headline. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I want you to look it up on the internet. You ready?
All right.
FDA warns likely used antipsychotic drugs causes uncontrollable sex and gambling urges. Reuters reporting it, Russia Today reporting it. Let me say this again. FDA now warns widely used antipsychotic drug causes uncontrollable sex and gambling urges. So let me get this straight. The Food and Drug Administration, the agency created by government to protect us all and to make sure that things are safe and effective and vetted and well, released this antipsychotic drug. It's for antidepressants, Kurt. And now they're saying, hey, the FDA's warning that it's a widely used drug now, because the FDA said it was fine, now causes uncontrollable sex and gambling urges, Kurt. I don't know how to say this ingredient in it. Aripiprazole?
You want me to spell it?
How do you
All
say
right.
it? I can spell it. I just need you to say it.
Aripiprazole? Spanish, but yeah, piprazole.
Aripiprazole?
It's got
right.
a P R after that.
Aripiprazole.
Yeah.
The active ingredient in common antidepressants, antipsychotic medications such as Abilify has been linked to compulsive urges to just have sex and gamble.
Wow.
Now, don't worry, it's eating and shopping too.
They'll probably want to throw this at the military. I mean, you know what I mean.
Don't give me any ideas, Kurt. They've already got Viagra in the military.
I know. That's crazy, isn't it?
They say these uncontrollable urges, Kurt, end when users stop taking the drugs. Man, imagine that, Kurt.
Yeah, they say they have compulsive behaviors such as gambling, shopping, eating, and sex. Now, if you throw all those together, you got real troubles. These uncontrollable urges ended, by the way, when users stopped taking the medications. Or I would say drugs, but, you know, this article's a little kinder.
Now, know. They also talk about you're twice as likely to be suicidal, right, Kurt?
And that's why you want to use this, you know, because it's helpful for you for your antipsychosis, you know what I mean? Going to help you. Yeah. Wow.
Now, Kurt, I don't really understand this.
Well, see, this makes perfect sense as to why you have something like the FDA, Sam, the Food and Drug Administration. Without now, them, I mean, where would we be? Just think about it. I mean,
would be in good shape, I think, Kurt. Listen it's carefully. Incredible. They even say this in the article, Kurt. This is beyond comprehension, if you ask me. While pathological gambling is, in fact, listed as a side effect on the label.
Yeah, a little side effect.
The problem is that the label does not really reflect the nature of the impulse control risk. For example, uncontrolled desire for sex doesn't appear on the label, Kurt.
Nope.
Don't worry, though. The compulsive side effects only occur rarely, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like when you're driving along and maybe only one day out of 20, it makes you go crazy. I mean, so what's there to be worried about, Sam? I mean,
I just look at this story and I say, man, look, the FDA is shutting down natural health and healing companies left and right, saying, hey, they haven't done their double-blind studies, they're dangering people, they're making claims that aren't true, and the government's just going crazy against these people. Yep. But yet now you got this, whatever you want to call it, drug, antipsychotic or depression medication, where it's like, hey, their teens are twice as likely to commit suicide. It absolutely directly affects their impulse control, where they're just running around for sex and drugs and gambling and out of control shopping and eating. And this is documented by Reuters and the FDA and Russia Today, all of them, Kurt. These uncontrollable urges clearly ended when users stopped taking the drugs. Teens on antidepressants are twice as likely to be suicidal. But you know what I find fascinating? This is available, blatant as all get out. And no one's doing anything about it, Kurt.
Well, the guys at Russia Today are reporting on it.
Well, yeah, when I say no one, I'm talking about the FDA. They're just warning about it. They're not taking it off the shelves. I'm talking about parents and doctors and physicians. And Russia Today is doing a great job, and so is Reuters in this case, and I commend them both.
And they're probably not getting a bunch of drug company money, whereas all those places that, you know, will kind of forget this story, and if you see how much drug money they get, then you'll probably understand why they don't really want to talk about it. By the way, they use this to treat schizophrenia. Now, Sam, what is schizophrenia? Do you want to tell folks?
Well, I'm not an expert in this. I just know it's...
Well, I know, but I mean, if you just wanted to define...
Well, it's people who have delusions and they're confused and they have, you know, hallucinations kind of stuff. They think all kinds of bogus stuff that isn't real, etc.
Yeah, they say it decreases hallucinations and stabilizing the mood.
You won't hallucinate, but you'll be all for sex.
And have...
And eating.
Compulsive gambling.
And shopping. You know. And gambling. I'd almost rather have people hallucinate, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, they do say that it's often used to supplement other drugs. I mean, you wouldn't want to focus on vitamins and minerals and stuff like that to treat, increase the effectiveness of depression treatments. Yeah.
Boy, you won't be depressed, now, that's for sure.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. 10 years ago, former Vice President turned eco-messiah Al Gore released his film An Inconvenient Truth, which was advertised as a documentary and a prophetic warning about what was then called global warming. Viewing that film today, observes the Daily Caller, is sort of like going back in time, back to a world where flip phones were cool and the cartoon program Futurama was still putting out new episodes. A world where a bitter presidential candidate was trying to rebrand himself as an environmental crusader. That film is a time capsule of testable alarmist predictions about the near future. For example, Gore predicted that within the decade, the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's tallest peak, would be devoid of snow. In 2016, Kilimanjaro's crest remains covered in snow, albeit slightly less than 10 years ago, but that shrinkage is part of a centuries-long trend. Imani Nikoti, an ecologist at Mount Kilimanjaro National Park, observes that the ice is nowhere near melting. Much as we agree that the snow has declined over centuries, we are comfortable that its total melt will not happen in the near future. In 2006, Gore insisted that the increase in global temperatures, which he blamed on accumulation of man-created carbon dioxide emissions, was uninterrupted and intensifying. A few years after his film was released, however, global temperature figures were released showing no significant global warming for the past two decades. Speaking in 2006, in the immediate wake of Hurricane Katrina, Gore confidently predicted that, of course, when the oceans get warming, that causes stronger storms. And once again, his prediction shatters on scientific findings. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which promotes climate alarmism, was forced to admit in 2013 that there are no significant observed trends in storm severity, and only limited evidence of changes in extremes associated with other climate variables since the mid-20th century. Over the past 2 years, the estimated number of search terms used by the NSA and CIA that involve a known U.S. person have doubled, reports The Intercept. Those searches, which are conducted under Section 702 of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, focus on communications with a targeted party overseas. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman on your radio with Kurt Crosby. Hope you're doing well. What do you think about this story, Kurt? Why doesn't the FDA do something about this? Any thoughts?
Well, I would suggest FDA could, you know, do something, and that would be close up shop and just eliminate itself. It's an unconstitutional agency, and then, you know, the people of America could take care of this just fine. And, you know, instead of it getting some kind of a, you know, approval from a government agency that makes people think that they're safe because of that, then people would do their due diligence, and they might even use things like the internet to check out some before they, you know, used it. You know what I mean, Sam? Imagine that.
You would think.
Yeah, I mean, kind of crazy, but.
Hi, how are you, members at Target? My name is Sam Bushman calling, and I'm calling to ask you to change your policies on transgender and make them more friendly for male and female. Is there somebody that I could talk to about that?
Yes. Hi, this is me. Anyway, that's cool.
Sam, yeah, so I'm for bathrooms that would be a family bathroom or kind of a single occupancy bathroom to take care of all people. But I really would like you to change the policy so that it'd be more family friendly. Can you pass that along and do that for me?
It's a great suggestion, Sam. Yeah. And this is how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Just look up your local Target and give them a call. And you might even say it if you go in. You know, you could always tell them that, but
all right, I sure appreciate it if you'd put me down for that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Very good.
Bye-bye. All right, so I called Target, ladies and gentlemen, because the AFA, the American Family Association, afa.net/target, is talking about Texas now. The Texas Attorney General or whatever agrees with the American Family Association and wrote a letter to Target asking to clarify the policies and talking about how damaging it is. And then they say, take action. One, sign the petition, which I've already done. And number two, take action, Kurt. Yeah. And I know it was a little bit boring to hear me on the phone since you couldn't hear the other side of the conversation. However, in some states, it's illegal to record people and put them on the radio without their knowledge. And I was afraid if I said I was on the radio, they'd hang up and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted you to hear my side. And then I'm going to tell you the way you can get it done is you can call Target and ask the company to reverse its dangerous policies. The number to call to get this done, write it down. You got your pen handy? 1-800-440-0680. 1-800-440-0680. And when you get there, they're going to ask you to press a bunch of buttons. I pressed one. I eventually got to a very polite person. I'm guessing they were in the Philippines or some foreign country by the accent, but they were very nice and very helpful. They said, this is the right line. This is who you talk to. I will make documentation to file your concern, and it'll be passed up the chain. So they were very polite. They did take my call. They didn't force me to a voicemail. I'd prefer that it would be somebody in the United States taking my call. But nevertheless, in all fairness, they did a good job, and they did have a human answer the phone, and they did intelligently say, you know what, we understand your concern. We will take your complaint. We will document it. And so I hope they truly do what they claim. But I did my part. Number three in the take action section, Kurt. If you have a Target red card, or I guess that means a credit card or something like that, then cut that sucker up and don't use it. Number four, distribute copies of the AFA pass along sheet so people can learn more about this boycott in our campaign. Sincerely, Tim Wildman, AFA.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I'm telling you is pretty good stuff, Kurt. Ways that people can take action. They say that a unisex option to be provided, a single-use bathroom for the handicapped, for families, or for transgenders, anybody who needs it's appropriate. Again, I agree with that, Kurt. Let's not make it political. Let's make it solution-oriented. Let's not force people to divide and pick sides. Let's find ways that everybody can get along and work together. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, imagine that, Sam.
Well, I think it's tremendous that people are working on solutions.
Yeah. Now, in the homosexual transgender world, you'll be excited to know that this Jenner character, I guess they call him Caitlin. It used to be Bruce Jenner.
I still stick with Bruce because that's his name, Kurt.
Yeah, anyway. He or she or they're going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. One more reason why I never
is it like a porn shoot, Kurt?
Subscription to. Well, they said they're going to cover her or him or whatever in the American flag and going to have his or her medal.
Kurt, let me just explain to you. It's a him.
Medal will be there. Yeah.
Okay, we don't need to do her. It's him. You know, he was born a male, and Bruce is a male.
He has like five children, as far as I can tell.
He's the father, let's be clear.
Yeah.
He's the father of five children, right?
Yes.
All right. I guess Trump wants to help, Kurt. Trump's in a helping mode, isn't he?
Well, I like, at least this is certainly a solution, but the headline from the CNBC boys, Trump wants to help U.S. businesses by lifting a slew of regulations. Now, it's not a very lengthy article, but he basically said that if he was elected, he would scrap a slew of federal regulations that he said are even more of a burden on American business owners than high taxes, and he would try to refinance longer-term U.S. debt. He says, we're lowering taxes very substantially, and we're going to be getting rid of a tremendous amount of regulations.
And I support that entirely, Kurt, but did you hear the interview almost at the same time where he said he loves debt?
No.
Trump loves debt,
this
Kurt.
One, he said, I would refinance debt. I think we should refinance longer-term debt. Man, he ought to learn about Bogue rights and just, make a big coin to pay off that sucker, you know what I mean? Anyway, I went on to say when he told CNBC he would not renegotiate U.S. bonds, but would buy back at discounts depending where interest rates are. He said, I think there are times for us to refinance debt with longer term, he said, because we owe so much money. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it until the bubble pops. And the bubble could pop, and it could pop, and it could be ugly. Well, he's right about that, I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Trump loves debt. I agree that we need to renegotiate a lot of our debt. There's no doubt about that. And I agree that debt's a bad thing. Trump thinks debt's a good thing, though, Kurt. Trump loves debt, he says.
Huh. I didn't.
Just put in Trump loves debt news and you'll find it.
Okay.
Just telling you. He loves it, man. He thinks it's great.
Your word for it.
Well, you can look it up, Kurt. They got this thing called Google, man. It's your fingertips, buddy, or all your answers, my friend.
There's a thing called Google?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
all right. Anyway, while we're looking up the Trump thing, just for confirmation, Dateline Cupertino, Kurt.
Yeah. Do you know what it happens in Cupertino, Sam?
Oh, all kinds of things happen. It's the home of Apple, where they claim that there's no place to park right now for the Apple employees and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's going what on. They say. Well, they say that the mayor there, the guy basically, in one
What's
case.
What's the guy's name? Barry Chang? Is that who it is?
Yes, Chang. Yeah, this article says he's stuck between Apple on one side, not paying for his infrastructure proposal, and then he's got frustrated citizens on the other side who see their roads that are too crowded. I thought it was interesting. They say he walked into Apple, the largest company in this small California town. I would be surprised if it's really small, but I mean, it depends on your definition.
It's a relative term, small.
It was the most valuable company in the world, he said. He hoped to have a meeting to talk about traffic congestion. Barely made it into the lobby when the Apple security team surrounded and escorted him off the property. They said, "You cannot come in. You're not invited." After that, I left and have not gone back. That's what he was saying. Well, they say he was an exasperated guy. He didn't really like it. But they say it's a 60,000-person town. Would you call that small, Sam?
No.
Anyway, they say, they're frustrated by traffic and noise, and some of them are trying to, stop more development, et cetera. The thing is, Sam, apparently the Apple boys pay.
By the way, it's a town of about 60,000 people, Kurt, but I submit to you during the workday that population rises.
Yeah. They pay 2.3% effective tax rate on their 181 point something.
By the way, you have 5,500 people per square mile in that sucker.
Ouch.
That's a little less than small town, I'm thinking. All right, quick pause. More details in seconds on Liberty Roundtable.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The mayor of Cupertino, California. Cupertino is about 10 miles away from San Jose, California, about 300 miles away from Los Angeles, just so you know where it is. Very well-known, affluent community, home of Apple headquarters. And the mayor's complaining that Apple doesn't pay their fair share of taxes. Apple getting beat up big time. And the mayor's frustrated, mocking, quote, democracy. Well, they ought to mock democracy. We don't have a democracy, just so the mayor gets it. Nevertheless, this is an interesting discussion point. Trump right now saying he would reduce regulation on businesses. How do you reduce regulation and increase taxes, Kurt? I don't think that works too well. But I would reject the mayor's comments and say, you know what? Maybe Apple ought to come to Utah instead then.
Well, good point, Sam. I bet there's a city around or a little piece of space, you know, that somehow they could squeeze them in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Too crowded down there in Cupertino anyway, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Now, Ann Coulter wrote an article, Kurt. Kind of an interesting twist.
Well,
and then there was the one. Is that the headline?
Yeah, and then there's one other story that goes with it. Basically, you know, this is the lady that said that that Trump, back in June of 2015, when she was asked about the 17 guys running by Bill Mayer, she's the lady who said, "Hey, Donald Trump," and she was laughed off, you know, basically at the incident there, and. She's been right, and she's, you know, she's basically predicting that now that in this piece of hers called, and then there was the one that he's going to win the White House as well, you know. She says he's on his way, you know. So.
And my response to Ann Coulter is only if the elite want her to be, or want him to be, then he will. You think he can possibly win without the elites wanting it, Kurt?
Well, you know, they can certainly do vote fraud. We've seen that in the past. Certainly not against it in the future. But, you know, you have a huge amount of people that are concerned about the economy. And they see Trump as being someone who is willing to, you know, take on that issue at least, if not... even take on, you know, the establishment crowd, the McConnells, the Boehners, the, you know, even the Ryans, et cetera, the Romneys, the McCains, you know, and say, hey, this isn't working. We're going to change things. So,
you know, the article starts out and talks about an interesting phenomenon with Trump, Kurt. Yeah. Go ahead. He's the only guy.
Well, you know, she says a guy just won the Republican nomination for president by spending no money, hiring no pollsters, running virtually no TV ads, and just saying that what he truly believed, no matter how many times people told him, he couldn't say that. She said, I always hoped I'd see this once before I died. It's like going to Mecca for Americans. Pay attention because it's the last time we're going to see it in our lifetimes. You know, and she's got a pretty good point. For those of you not yet on the Trump train, I know you don't want to vote for Hillary, but all the pundits have been trying to convince you that Trump's a complete fraud. She puts in parentheses, that was between their smug assurances that he wouldn't make it out of Iowa. Then she goes on, she says, it's odd when Trump launched his campaign by talking about Mexican rapists and the wall, his critics hysterically denounced him, rushing to TV to say he did not represent the Republican Party. Only after it became resoundingly clear that large majorities of Americans agreed with Trump did his critics try a new track. He doesn't believe it, they said. She goes on to say, anyway, there's more to it, but yeah, it's a pretty good good article, I think.
Well, and I think that everything she says is true on the surface. I think when you really dig in, though, Trump has incredible backing. Somewhere it wouldn't happen. He's got more free media coverage than anybody, bar none. And you could say, well, Sam,
well,
that's just because he's divisive.
He's bought the politicians. He knows how to get business done. That's what he's literally done, you know, because he's, you know, lived in New York, etc. You know what you got to do. You have to grease the palms of the right people. And it's sad, but that's the way most of America runs now, Sam.
Let me ask you this question. Do you really believe for one second that Donald Trump really worked the system, that the insiders and the media are beside themselves, that this was all not intended, that this was all a big old massive, I don't know what you call it, mistake, exploit of the system by Trump, whatever you want to say, and that he'll really take the White House without the blessing of the establishment? Do you really believe that, Kurt?
Well, here's what I really believe, Sam, is that even the establishment, the big boys, the insider guys, like you see in the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, even those guys can be beat. Even they sometimes fight amongst themselves and, you know, don't really control everything they think they control. And so, in my opinion, you know, the main controller, the big boss in charge of things, is a guy with initials G-O-D. And he's a lot more powerful than the big boys think, the establishment boys.
No, I understand. So I believe it's possible. If God wills it, it's no doubt possible. The question is, do you believe that's what happened here? Because
well,
I hope
like
you're
say,
right, Kurt.
I believe that what happened, just kind of like Ann Coulter said, you know, these guys didn't think, you know, they said, oh, that's so funny. I mean, he'd never, you know, see, that's what they viewed him at first, as just, you know, entertainment. And, I mean, he did come out of the entertainment world. I mean, he's got all the Trump Towers, the gambling casinos, all that kind of stuff. So, and a made-for-TV wife and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, why not cover him if you're the standard media? That's what they did. And by giving him all that coverage, then they basically launched his campaign, I think.
I hope you're
and,
right, Kurt.
I think it's a train that they can't really stop. You know, they'd like to, but they've pretty much thrown everything they could at it.
Well, I hope you're right, Kurt. So you're saying that you do believe that. You're convinced that, hey, they miscalculated and they lost big on this one. I hope you're right,
well,
because if you're right.
I think, you know, the
well, that's
thing
just
is,
your guess. We're all, Ann guessed and she guessed right. Ann picked and she picked right. And you know what? I'm convinced that, you know, sure, God can overturn anything, no doubt. But barring that, they have more control than we think they have. But you're saying that, hey, they don't control everything, and I think you're right about that. And so you're just saying that in this case you believe that Trump did upset the system, that they might have used him for their purposes, but somehow it spun out of control, and now he's there. And I hope you're right, Kurt. And the reason that I hope you're right is because then he might actually do a lot of the things, and the rest of Ann's article talks about this, he might actually do a lot of the things that he says he'll do. For example, I'm against illegal immigration, Kurt. I just am. Now you could say, Sam, don't you want to be kind and let people come to me? Yeah. But not criminals and thugs, not people that want to get on the dole and spend my tax dollars into oblivion. There's allegations now that illegals get more Social Security money than Social Security recipients that are Americans, Kurt, by Barack's hand. This kind of stuff is unacceptable. Now, am I for people coming for the right reasons to the right place to have freedom? Sure, but that's a different discussion than promoting illegality and immorality and violating and breaching our border with ne'er-do-wells from who knows where and who knows who kind of an idea. Okay, but the point that I'm getting at is I hope you're right, Kirk, because if you are, then a lot of the things that we talk about, common sense, getting rid of a lot of these abusive regulations for business, renegotiating and reducing our debt, protecting the border, a lot of these things that Trump has talked about might actually happen if you're right. So I hope you're right. This is not a let's trap Kurt and indict Kurt on this. I pray you're correct. I'm just fearful that it's another plan. The problem is we get too cynical, Kurt, for our own good many times, too, to where we don't trust or believe in anything. And that's a mistake, too, unfortunately.
Another key part of this whole picture, at least in my opinion, is, you know, the thing that you've taught about for years, and that is he who owns the media makes the rules, and the new media taking center stage. I mean, in our lifetime, Sam, at least I remember this, and maybe you don't. But, you know, I mean, because you are younger than me.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm way
too
young.
I remember the time when there were 3 TV stations that were available to me.
I remember that. I used to put up rabbit ears on a black and white TV when I was teeny.
Yeah, and now, for example, as far as I know, the Roku player, where we have a channel, has 2,500 channels. Now, what does that mean? That you know, I think it's a little bit like the old phrase, herding cats. It's pretty much impossible if you're the insider boys and you want to control things to control 2,500 channels. And that's just, you know, on the Roku player. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yes, and there's many other options besides that, as you wisely point out. Hey, when I was born, there wasn't even FM, really, Kurt. Now FM's popular, you know, and there was FM and then AM, and now you got FM, AM, and satellite. And internet, and I mean, we can go on and on and on with the offerings. You're right about that. And I pray this is a true upset. I pray that those who want to destroy freedom have miscalculated and it's an opportunity. But if we're going to make this opportunity successful, I suggest on prayer day, it starts with turning to God. Just my 2 cents. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining and culture with some interesting commentary to say the least. And the last point for Ann Coulter, Kurt, the last headline you had?
Well, they laughed at her for picking Trump back in June of 2015. And, you know, she's right. She was right.
Ann Coulter gets the last laugh because they mocked her, but now she turns out to be right. The presumptive nominee. I want to know why they still say presumptive, Kurt. Is there a way they would pull an upset to this? And if so, what would it be? Think about that on upcoming broadcasts. We'll vet that in detail as well. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. RepublicBroadcasting.org, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get involved today. We're grateful for you and all that you do for liberty. On prayer day, say a prayer. This nation shall endure.